Hi, this is David. If you're serious about your health and performance, what you put in your body matters. That's why for many years I cut out snack foods, since so many are filled with unhealthy, if not downright harmful, ingredients. However, that's changed in recent weeks, thanks to Thrive Market. I've been trying their healthier, organic snacks like Simple Mills crackers, Magic Spoon protein treats, Go Macro bars, and my new favorite, Love Corn sea salt crunchies. Thrive Market doesn't just sell snacks. They've got you covered for all your healthy grocery shopping needs, and at great prices. You also can get top-tier vitamins and supplements for longevity, recovery, and a good energy boost. They even carry antioxidant-rich green tea and anti-inflammatory superfoods. Want to upgrade your health? Go to thrivemarket.com/inspirational for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's THRIVE market.com/inspirational. thrivemarket.com/inspirational. Thank you.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Every Man a King by Orson Swett Marden and Ernest Holmes, published in 1906. The individual who sees God in all feels an ecstatic and blissful thrill of the infinite presence that cannot be described. How beautiful is the universe to the person who is at one with God and knows the planner and the plan. The happy, contented, successful career must flow from a well-balanced, symmetrical mind, which has a sense of absolute security and an unquestioned faith in the great Creator, the providing and sustaining power. A sense of uncertainty, of uneasiness, a lack of poise, of equilibrium in the life is fatal to high success. We must think deeply enough into the nature of things to get rid of uncertainties. We must be rooted in the truth of being and feel an unwavering faith that we are a part of the great mind which creates and governs all things. There is a sense of certainty, of absolute security, when we know that nothing can wrench us out of our orbit, that no accident on land or sea, no disease or discord, can separate us from our union with that great power. Once having this security, fear departs, uncertainty and anxiety leave us, and all the faculties work together in harmony. When we know that nothing can cheat us out of our birthright, that nothing can mar our real achievement, that every right step must lead to ultimate triumph, that every right act, that every germ of goodness will ultimately struggle into flower and fruitage, we can serenely accomplish the highest that lies in our power. There is something in our very consciousness which tells us that we are not mere products of chance. We feel that there is a certainty somewhere, that fear, anxiety, and uncertainty are not a necessary part of life. There is an instinct within us which tells us that we are inseparable from the one great mind, that we are one with it, a reflection of it, that we were created in its image, and that our ultimate purpose cannot conflict with its ultimate purpose. We instinctively feel that there must be a unity in all things, could we but find it. And the best way to find it is to trust this great power. implicit faith will do more for us than reasoning, and will bring us infinitely closer to this unity. When we once touch power, when we once feel the thrill of the great central force which comes from the heart of truth, of being, we shall no longer doubt, no longer hesitate, no longer be satisfied with the superficial, the temporary, the material. When the soul once tastes its native food, once feels the thrill of the infinite pulse, it no longer is content to grovel. When you realize that you are divine, when you see that you are a part of the everlasting principle which is the very essence of reality, nothing can throw you off your physical or mental balance. You are centered in the everlasting truth, entrenched there in infinite power from the taint of fear, or anxiety, or worry, or accident, because you are conscious that you are the very principle yourself, a part of the eternal verity. The feeling that you are in touch with the power which made and upholds the universe, that nothing can wrench you from this divine presence, gives a sense of security and peace. When you awaken in the morning, refreshed and rejuvenated, you feel that you have been in touch with the divinity that created you, that you have passed the borderland of sense and have come into the presence of an infinite power, an infinite life, that you have been created anew, and hence when you are tired and weary and sad, how you long to get back to this divine presence, to be made over, to quench your thirst at the great fountainhead of life. Humanity will never attain its highest power until it learns that this principle is as indestructible, as impossible of harm, as the laws of mathematics. Suppose all the mathematical books in the world were destroyed by fire. 2 and 2 would still make 4. The principle itself is your dominion. You will not in the least be disturbed by anything that may happen. You will maintain your equanimity, your mental poise, through all sorts of disaster without a tremor. Serenity of spirit, poise of mind, is one of the last lessons of culture, and comes from a perfect trust in the all-controlling force of the universe. The moment you realize that you are a part of a great cause, that you are made to dominate and not be dominated, you will rise to meet every situation in a masterly way, instead of in a cringing manner. When you come to the full realization of your divinity, you will not be thrown from your base, nor will your peace be disturbed in the least by the vexatious happenings, which trouble those who have not risen to their dominion, or who have not yet learned the secret of power. The calm individual is not the one who is dull. You must not mistake calmness for dullness or laziness, for activity is the manifestation of the lower strength, calmness of the superior strength. What have panics or fires or financial losses to do with the well-balanced woman and man whom God made? Suppose I should lose my property. What if my ship, my store, or my house should burn up? What has that really to do with me? It is true it may inconvenience me somewhat, and it may take some temporary power from my hand, but I cannot believe that an all-wise Creator has put my real self at the mercy of a panic, a fire, or any such emergency. I do not believe that the coming self, the ideal woman and man, the individual of the highest civilization, would be any more affected by a fire which destroyed their property than the laws of harmony would be affected by the burning up of all the musical instruments in the world. The coming you will be so much master of your thought that you will be able to make yourself one great magnet for attracting only those things which will add to your prosperity and enhance your happiness. The coming you will always be cheerful, because you will entertain only those thoughts which produce happiness. You will not allow the clouds of worry or anxiety or the darkness of melancholy to enter your mind. You will never mourn, but will always rejoice. The coming you will no more allow the poisonous thoughts of pessimism, of disease, of wretchedness, of discord, to enter your mind than you would take poisonous drugs into your stomach. You will be as able to control the kind and quality of your thoughts as you are able to control the character of the guests you entertain in your home. You will invite only those you want, only those whose influence you crave, and you will exclude the enemy thoughts. The coming you will not have the word can in your vocabulary, for you will not have any doubt in your mind. You will not know fear, which is now the greatest enemy of the human race, for you will not harbor the fear thought, which really results from a feeling of inefficiency or an inability to cope with the difficulties which may arise. The coming you will always be prosperous, because you will not allow the poverty thought, the limitation thought, to enter your mind. You will always hold thoughts of prosperity and abundance. You will live in an atmosphere of love and joy, for you yourself will always feel and express love and joy. You will be healthy, because soul and mind and body will be in that harmony which is perfect health. Such an attainment is worthy of your highest aspiration and greatest effort. And what it may mean to you is beautifully expressed in the following words by Ralph Waldo Trine. With this awakening and realization, you are brought at once in rapport with the universe. You feel the power and the thrill of life universal. You go out from your own little garden spot and mingle with the great universe. And the little perplexities, trials and difficulties of life that today so vex and annoy you fall away of their own accord by reason of their very insignificance. Your intuition becomes keener and ever more keen and unerring in its guidance. For there comes more and more the power of seeing into the future, so that more and more true becomes the old adage that coming events cast their shadows before them. And as you keep your thoughts and life trending upward, you will find in every emergency the forces of nature and your fellow citizens rushing to aid you, bringing you all good things.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.